You find out how often it's used in Kolombo. There's a lot of real richness there, too.
Well, I think for students, given this context, that richness is very helpful. It takes things away from such a theoretical level and puts you in contact with a good part of what's going on in life. I hope this is an interesting thing in helping to some extent. But I can assure you that things are contagious. Both moving beyond propensities you have are contagious and falling into propensities are contagious. You see, if I felt like I was attempting to think of you all as an elite, when you mentioned the word elite, it would resonate in me that concern that I was trying to talk about elite. But since I don't have any of that in me, all I do is just listen to what you say. So watch that when you talk to other people. See where they resonate with you. If somebody says, hey man, are you trying to bring me downstairs to hear this talk? You got to know for yourself if you're not, if you are, or you don't know. So you jump on one leg and say, you know, I don't know. That's pretty straightforward. You don't know. Or you say, I don't think so. Or you say, you see, one of the things we teach in the martial arts is how to sense things, not think them. You can learn how to sense yourself. So somebody says to you, are you trying to bring me down? You say, you know, I got no idea, but I know that my heart pounds when I'm trying to hustle. My heart's pounding, so there's a good chance I'm trying to hustle. Okay, it's not good. Then you don't, you just boom. Now it could be that you change over time. The next time your heart pounds because you want to just have some kind of communion with that person. You don't really want them to come downstairs necessarily. You just like to have some real momentary interaction. Or your heart can pound when you want to do to somebody the very thing you hate them doing to you. So if you're going to walk into somebody's room and you know how much it's taken them to finally sit down and start to study, the last thing you want to do is go give them the energy of distracting them. Because you know how hard it is for you to get down to study. You should start to see that there are various ways that your heart pounds. Now this is not some kind of narcissistic dumbness. The more knowledgeable you are, the more present you can be, the more you can help community and the world around you. There's really quite a difference between involving yourself and knowing yourself. There are really a few different things. I watch people think that knowledge is how much more they can know about themselves. So they spend a lot of time thinking about themselves. But they think about themselves in the frames of reference that they've been taught. So they may not have any sense of who they are. They may just have a good sense of what the world categorizes them. I work with a lot of mental health agencies since I do kind of unusual things with people. More and more psychiatrists and psychologists bring difficult patients to me and I work with them. Every time I finish some of this stuff, Miramonte has hired me to do the training of their staff. So the psychiatrist comes to talk with me to find out what I'm going to do. I talk and he translates. Like I say this and he says, oh, you mean it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I watch him and I think to myself, you know, wow, that dude's just scurrying as fast as he can to figure out how to know what it is that I'm talking about. If he knows all that shit, why does he have me do it? I mean, if I do already fit into his categories, why don't he just do it? You know, obviously, either I got to be doing something he doesn't have a category for, or he's just too lazy to do it, or he doesn't think he can do something he already knows about. I think I'm doing something he doesn't have any idea about. Instead of saying to me, I got no idea what the fuck you're doing, man, but it looks interesting. So it probably is interesting. Let's take a look at it. But I see people continue to try to figure out how to know what they already think they know, instead of having the kind of inner strength to explore and to see how it works. Why don't we get some nitty gritty before I fall asleep? When's the last time Kolombo and Synergy got together?
Not this year.
Not this year.
I can't remember the time of the day. Yeah.
Well, it would be a nice step, wouldn't it, to have the two houses get together?
Yeah.
Nice weather's coming along soon. Why don't we have a joint potluck in not either house, some field or something where people could be outside and play softball and do stuff that is considered too straight. So I think some of the straight shit's pretty nice. They've been playing ball with each other or potlucks with each other and a square dance or something that reeks of healthiness. Just old, straightforward, conventional healthiness.
We could have a Jackson 5 party.
We have a Fourth of July picnic in February.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know, or it's so unlike the two houses, why don't you have a Valentine's Day party? Why don't you do something that's just like all the people around you? Except to, that's right. See? But that shows a lot of dexterity. When you start to do things that are similar to the world around you, it means you're not worried about being co-opted by it. It's when you're not worried about being co-opted that you know you have some clarity. And it's all right to have a gathering where there's some genuine warmth. Just get together, just say, nod each other and let you know that two houses are alive and you're trying to do some things, and you'd like to kind of just get to know each other in a quieter, more relaxed fashion. Any questions? How do you get them to grow?
It's a Chinese restaurant on El Camino.
Or it's not, it's on the same street where Jose's is located.
Yeah.
It's the same block of that.
Okay. Yeah. Common
Ground.
No.
It's near Mountain Lake. No, he's using the Chinese restaurant as a landmark.
Well, they may have expressed Chinese there, all kinds of stuff going on.
They sell lychee juice.
Or, you know what we could do is, we could have everyone bring their own kind of weird musical instrument, just anything, like a bicycle helmet, anything, like this, so we could all jam, and it's everyone, in the whole house, all both houses, together.
I sense there's anything like that which could work has to come out of something that's far more conventional.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, it could be a different era. My sense is that this seems to be the time to do something that everyone can comprehend. And in that context, things like that can evolve easily. I was thinking about it as a way of it simply admitting what it means to have quiet love amongst the two. Not fair and off necessarily. But there is some, there has always been some warmth between the two houses that are started in the same era, similar purposes. Synergy, as you know, my foundations mean synergy, and I and Alan's came to even help start synergy in Colombo. The files or the bookcases in the library were things that Alan and I actually built ourselves for the Synergy office, which was at the clubhouse, to help it with the location training. So there is a lot of heritage between the two houses. And it could simply be a kind of a softness to it all. It doesn't have to have sharp edges to it. Just a gathering it together. Anything else before we break up? And please don't come back. And please we try to experiment. I'm in town, there is some kind of joint gathering between Synergy and Columbia, I'd be delighted to be here. Or is that, I'll represent the young people. For those of you who want, I'll take just a moment and do the bells. Mm-hmm. If you'd like.
What
is this? The ism is going to come right now. So you can sit in any fashion you find comfortable. sweet, huh?
What's the tradition associated with those bells in the movie? What's the concept?
Well, that's a big question. It's like asking me the history of organs. I mean, that literally, uh-huh. Western music. That's too big. The notion is that people are actually resonated phenomenologically, that it's not simply a tone, but it's actually a resonance. It resonated. These from Japan were milled so that the tone gets the overtones controlled. These from Tibet are old enough that Western science hasn't figured out exactly the alloy. It's a mixture of silvers and a variety of other things. Tibetans can chant three tones at the same time as part of their initiation for chanting. They're actually looking for resonance, certain qualities within their body to physically radiate those things. Same thing with these tones, they're meant to physically radiate us in certain ways. When you talk about active meditation, one of the things you could do is simply have a group of people who sat 10 minutes and listened to bells. I have them in my office. I have about 40 bells from all over the world. people are welcome to it. I think a few years ago I had a business from whoever runs the. Someone gave this to me years ago. Do you know any woman or man who could fit something like that, or is that smaller waist and is tall? I can take it and see if you can give it to somebody.
Yeah. Do that? Yeah,
take it.
Taking
our preschool
and stuff that we got. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. I was in Nicaragua. We picked up two women who were hitchhiking. We got a flat tire. And it was a regular occurrence in Nicaragua to get a flat tire, so we had no tires. This woman was dressed very fancy, like a Frenchman. She jumped out of the car, grabbed a jack, got some grease on her, and proceeded to just switch the tire. He realizes that as revolutionaries, they had real clarity of who they were. She wanted to look like a Frenchwoman. That's just what she did. But it didn't interfere in any way with what she was doing. And our notion that she was trying to act like a bourgeois woman was wrong. We were out there. That's right. Just another costume.
Thank you.
Yep.